Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel. Is this song for me since I was gone last week?
Yes. Yes. Just want you back. I tried to line up Christopher Walken to voice the lyrics. He was not available.
Maybe next week.
Glad to have you back.
Yes.
How was your 4th of July vacation?
It was good. It was good. We went to Alabama for the 4th, where all my in-laws are, and had fun with all the kiddos, and good stuff. It's a different kind of humid down there.
Yeah.
I was just dripping wet the whole time.
It's thick.
It's uncomfortable.
How deep in Alabama are we talking?
Just Huntsville. So I can't even imagine.
It's not even that far.
No, yeah. I can't even imagine what like Dothan and Montgomery are like.
Yeah. That's way down there. When I lived in Georgia, which lived in Columbus, Georgia, which is below Atlanta, in east of Auburn, you know, online there, mm-hmm. It was in a river valley. Oh, so humid. But then if you would complain about, I complained about some bugs or something one time and says, well, at least you live above the gnat line. Like the gnat line.
There's an actual gnat line?
There's a gnat line. Apparently it's in Albany, Georgia. Right. About there is where the gnats are much, much worse than they are anywhere north of Albany. They say Albany, by the way. They don't say Albany. It's
so,
Albany.
Let me ask, is there not a team that the Legends play from Albany called the Gnats or the Sand Gnats or something
like
that?
It might be them, yeah. The Sand Gnats. Where are the Sand Gnats from? It appears
they became the Fireflies.
Okay. A better name.
So that's Columbus, right?
Gnats. No, the Fireflies are Columbia.
Columbia, okay.
Columbus, while I was there, they had a minor league team, and it was the, wow, how can I not remember this? Catfish.
Okay.
The Columbus Catfish. Previously, they were the South Georgia Waves. The hat was just like a wave. Like water breaking.
Savannah Sand Gnats.
Savannah Sand Gnats. That makes sense. Savannah Sand Gnats. Yeah. But Savannah is directly across from Columbus. You could draw a straight line from one side of the state to the other. Columbus is on the west side of the state, and Savannah is on the far east side of the state.
Did you travel to Savannah when you were in Columbus?
I don't know if I did or not.
I loved it.
I've been to Savannah. Yeah. I love Savannah. Yeah. I was there for St. Patrick's Day one year, which is, you know, it's crazy for St. Patrick's Day. They shut it down.
I did not know that.
Big parade. Yeah. Parties. And when I was in college, Savannah for spring break, I believe, one year. Yeah, because St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Well, we already have someone calling in. You can call us if you want, 381-1313. We haven't even started talking sports yet. Josh, good morning. Oh, I guess Savannah Sand Gnats, you know, South Atlantic League baseball. We've begun. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Danny Murray Joe. I miss you guys.
It's our man. It's our buddy.
Dab on him.
Our favorite producer of the past, Josh Green. How's it going, man?
Not bad, not bad. I took a vacation day today. I worked a little bit this morning, came in and left early. Decided to listen into you guys today.
Nice.
How much Mountain Dew are you drinking these days?
I had a little bottle last night. But after that, that's my first Mountain Dew in probably a few weeks.
Wow.
Nice. So you're off the Mountain Dew. That's good.
Still,
that's good.
Are you still on the man bun?
Oh, yeah. Of course. The man bun's not dying. UK's winning a national title in football this year because of the man bun. Calling it right now.
I feel like we should hang up on him for saying that. But life is good.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You miss us, don't you?
I do. I don't know what to do in the mornings now. I don't know.
I guess you could sleep.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would still be in bed.
Yeah. but.
Well, thanks for calling in, buddy. We miss you.
Oh, yeah. Just want to tell you guys, love the show so far. Keep it up.
Yeah. All 5 minutes.
All 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
We got a long way to go, but thank you, Josh. We're encouraged.
Good.
We are on the right path.
Yeah.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Green. Mean Josh Green. Former
Greeny.
Producer extraordinaire.
They call him Greeny, Greeny after, you know, the nickname of Mike and Mike's Greeny. I'd never called him Greeny.
No.
I refused to.
No, I never did either.
Just called him Josh.
Listen, probably the biggest sporting news we have for us.
Oh, yes.
Kind of a shocker over there in Egypt.
Kinda. Oh, that's a huge upset.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like Canada's not any good. They've got the number one recruit in the class of 2019, RJ Barrett. And he went for 38 points. But that was not expected.
No. So John Calipari and his under-19 U.S. team lost to Canada 99-87 in the semifinals. So now the U.S. is just going to play for a bronze medal.
I saw Jonathan Givony from NBA Draft Express tweet that it's the first time a coach of USA basketball at any level has lost a game since 2011.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And they'd been dominant.
They had won the last two World Cup titles. This was going to be their third. And that's this is the sixth year because they play every 2 years. So,
listen, imagine waking up and being Drake this morning. How conflicted are you? I mean, you're Canadian.
Right.
But Cal's coaching the other team. He's got to be going out of his mind somewhere. But what I really found funny was Cal's quote from the game, which was, "We scored enough points to win." No, you didn't. They scored 99, so you needed at least 100.
Well, that's a little coaching cliche. I've heard it in baseball before. We scored enough runs to win.
Yeah.
You know, 5 runs should be enough. Yeah, better phrased if he said 87 points should be enough to win the game. Yeah.
Especially that says they got 30 offensive rebounds.
Well,
that's missing a ton of shots,
yeah.
First of all. Well, that's crazy.
The part of the quote I found funny was the part about the defense. He said, we should have done something differently I lost it now. I had it.
Yeah. I told the team after the game I needed to try some different things. Go zone.
Yeah.
Trap, pick and roll, trap him. I kind of wrote it because I thought we would figure it out.
Yeah.
But that's my mistake.
Right. You mean the guy who got 38 points? That guy. That one player who went off? You thought you should have done something differently defensive against him, and then you thought, let's just see what happens.
Yeah, we'll just ride it out. He said that. The reality is one kid went really crazy. The rest of their kids did what they did, so hats off to them.
Yeah, Calipari's critics have an arsenal
right,
now
and,
with
and
this.
As you know, obviously we've followed his coaching career at UK really closely.
Mm-hmm.
How familiar do all of those things sound when
right.
you look? I mean, and we are very fortunate. There's not a ton, you know, we can remember the losses because there just aren't that many of them.
Right.
You know, he just hasn't lost a ton of games here.
Mm-hmm.
But when he does, one kid goes crazy and nobody ever changes up how they play that kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a common thread. I should have gone zone, but I didn't.
Because he's never... Ever,
all of those things that he says after this loss are the same exact reasons that he's lost the games he's lost here for the most part.
Yeah.
Now, he's won infinitely more than he's lost, so it's hard to knock his coaching.
Right.
Right, acumen. But it is funny.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
The stubbornness of him.
He's a Hall of Fame coach.
I don't even know what you're doing. What? Oh, geez.
Brad just handed Mary Jo a post-it note that is covered from top to bottom with centimeter-sized letters
About Todd Marinovich playing for the SoCal Coyotes of the World Developmental Football League. I mean, it couldn't be more ungermane to anything we're speaking about.
What? Oh my gosh.
We'll hang on to this nugget for a little bit later.
When we come up to the Todd Marinovich segment.
When we're talking about the WDFL League.
Yes, when we get to that, we'll definitely refer to your note, Brad. Thank you. Back to the under-19 team coached by Kentucky's John Calipari, which lost for the first time in 5 years. Well, P.J. Washington was a bright spot, obviously.
He had been a bright spot through this whole thing.
Led the team in scoring. Led the under-19 team in scoring. Averaged, what, about 16 points a game. He had a double-double in the loss yesterday. And he showed off a lot of what he's able to do. He had 17 points, 11 rebounds yesterday. He's one of those positionless players. A guy who can, at 6'8", 6'9", can take the ball out on the floor, can go to the basket, can play inside, can play outside. His free throw shooting, suspect, not so good. And turnovers were a little high. But otherwise, a force. Something that I don't think we didn't know that about P.J. Washington.
I don't think we did. And I think part of it, too, is there's so many new guys coming in that it's hard to, you know, naturally you focus on one or two or maybe three of those guys as someone you're really looking forward to seeing play, right? And I don't feel like P.J. Washington's name came up in those top three until now. I do think now, after what he did at the Worlds here, he's going to be someone that fans are excited to see play.
Hamidou Diallo looked good, and we expected him to look good, though, right? He was said to be one of the most athletic players in college basketball. His combine numbers for the NBA combine were crazy, so we expected him to do wild athletic things, and he did. But yes, you think more of Jared Vanderbilt, because you got to see him a little bit on the All-Star circuit.
Kevin Knox, for sure.
Kevin Knox, yes. But P.J. Washington, a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
But this goes to how difficult it is to win in a small window that Calipari ends up dealing with every year. Like last season, he had three NBA lottery picks, and the other five guys who left the team wound up on summer league rosters and couldn't get to the Final Four with that. This is an all-star team of the best players under 19 in the country, albeit without like a Markelle Fultz or, you know, a few guys but still. Are you telling me that Canada as a country has better basketball players under the age of 19 than the United States? No. The United States team was definitely more talented, but in such a short amount of time, couldn't get what he wanted out of them to win a gold medal anyway. Win it all.
But for the most part, we are able to do that every time in these situations. The U.S., I mean.
Yeah, I mean, yes, if you go back to the coaches prior to him who have won the gold medal. Yes, the one. I don't even know who coached him to win a gold medal the last time. Was it Billy Donovan?
Well, Shaka had to be one, right? Because...
Or was he the under-18 team, though?
Must have been the under-18. Yeah, because he had Mo Bamba. Because that's why he went to play for him. I don't know, but, Is this a real knock on Cal's coaching legacy? Probably not. I think it's a blip.
It's just firepower for the critics, yeah.
Yes, and without anything else going on right now in the world of sports, it's magnified, right? But the Knicks really wanted this guy to be their president.
Yeah, I mean, if you point to what Calipari has accomplished at Memphis and Kentucky.
And UMass, don't forget.
And UMass, yes. Of course, UMass. That's why he's in the Hall of Fame. So then your critique or your knock or your haterism coming out is, is that, yeah, he gets all these great players and they do win, but they can't win the big one. Well, he won it in 2012. But then the argument the other way would be, well, he should have won it when he was 38-0.
Yeah.
Should have won it with Cousins, Wall, Bledsoe, Patterson, and that group. What other team should he have won it with?
He probably could have won it this year, to be quite honest.
I mean, clearly he held Bam Adebayo back.
he could have won it. He could have won it the Brandon Knight year.
They got to the Final Four that year, but that was unexpected.
It was unexpected to get there, but
that was an 8 seed.
But lose 4 seed that year.
4 seed.
Yeah.
4 seed. Yes.
But that year.
The eight
against
seed
UConn.
Was the year before the 38-0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
8 seed was Julius Randle.
Yeah.
Probably should have won it that year. I mean, they're in the championship game.
Yeah.
I mean, he should have 5 national championships here.
Well, the Connecticut game, those guards just terrorized Kentucky. Kentucky's guards.
Deron Lamb stopped getting the ball, and he was the best scorer we had that game.
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped giving it to him. Anyways, I digress. But yeah, but there's, you know, I don't think this is some sort of major knock on Cal, but it is when you look at the reasons why they lost that game, they're very Cal-like reasons.
Mm. True. So what do you take away from this? Give us a call, 381-1313. How much of a knock is it on Calipari? Are you upset about it? Is there validity to arguments against Calipari's ability to win the bigger games? I'm just giving you, I don't believe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fuel but, to the...
Yeah, I'm just giving you a chance to call in and argue with us, but...
Or 381-1313 if you do have something on Todd Marinovich you'd like to talk about.
Of course.
We'll hang on to that for next hour.
In the World Developmental Football League, is
yes.
that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
The World Developmental Football League. All right. More on that next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Attention warehouse personnel. McLane Grocery Distribution Center in Nicholasville is growing and has openings for full-time third shift forklift operators. If you desire steady full-time work with a competitive hourly rate, generous benefits package, and an industry-leading 401k with company match, then visit McLaneCumberlandJobs.com to learn more. That's McLaneCumberlandJobs.com. McLane Company is an equal opportunity employer. The Arctic Cat No-Brainer Sales Event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Parrots Pike in Georgetown for the No-Brainer Sales Event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and drive.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Hybrid Spring Water,
your children well,
and the volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series welcome Graham Nash in concert at the Lexington Opera House Tuesday, August 1st. And coming September 27, Rufus Wainwright. For tickets, call 233-3535 or Ticketmaster.com. Presented by Hybrid Spring Water, your local PNC Bank, and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, it's me, your car. I'm sick. That means my engine light's on. Please bring me to CarMedic.
The local owner-operators are the doctors. I mean the CarMedics. They never surprise us with anything, and they treat my car like it's their own. Plus 30-minute oil changes and a free shuttle. Listen to your car. Bring it to CarMedic on Houstonville Road next to Pizza Hut in Danville. Call them at 209-2191 and follow them on Facebook, CarMedic, where they treat your car like it's their own.
ESPN Sports Radio.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Not for fame or fortune do they strive.
Well, he's got some Alabama for us.
Yep.
Does Brad. And the latest on Todd Marinovich. we'll get this in. Here's the reason he saw this and thought, well, man, this is...
You know, it's an interesting tidbit for
he
the
handed it
July.
To you, Mary Jo. So
oh, you want me to read
you
this?
Go
okay.
ahead and let
so,
us...
So, Todd Marinovich.
Of Southern Cal quarterback.
Yes.
USC. There was a documentary, 30 for 30, on him about how his dad ruined his life by putting so much pressure on him.
Always known as one of the biggest busts of all time. Maybe the biggest bust.
Right his up name there with is Ryan Leaf.
His name is associated with big busts in the NFL draft. So he's going to try to become the starting quarterback of the SoCal Coyotes of the World Developmental Football League at the age of. Now you looked at this, but I was going to have you guess how old you think Todd Marinovich is now.
I would not have guessed 48.
Yeah, 48.
But he is. Yeah.
Yeah. So he served as the assistant coach of the team last year. Now he's going to try to be the quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you think his dad is like, you better get it back out there? So the World Developmental Football League consists of 16 East Coast teams, 4 West Coast teams, and then 4 in South Africa.
Tough road trip.
Yeah. We're headed to Johannesburg again.
Well, you know how the... What do the Lakers have the circus road trip? Isn't that what they call it? Or the rodeo road trip or something like that? Where they maybe go through the state of Texas or something?
Yeah.
So this is the South African road trip. We're going the month of July. 4 games in South Africa. Todd Marinovich. Did not think today I would hear that
name. That was one
name.
Of the first 30 for 30s, I feel like, right? I mean, it was an early one.
I still haven't watched that one. Still haven't watched that one.
I will tell you... you know, because I'm in my car a lot during the week and I listen to these podcasts and they have a 30 for 30 podcast now. And they are two episodes in and both of them have been very good. If you are at all interested, you know, if you like that stuff, I recommend it. The first podcast was about Reebok's first ad campaign to really try to match up with the Nikes of the world. Like back in the 80s, Reebok was kind of known as like, your mom's exercise shoes, right? And so they were trying to break into this highly competitive
athletic
world. And it's all about their first campaign, which featured two American decathletes named Dan and Dave. I can't remember their last names right now. But they did a whole ad campaign and it was wildly successful until it wasn't. And I don't want to give stuff. I mean, it's happened. So if you know, you can look it up. But it was a very good one. And then last week's was about these kids who came up with selling t-shirts at Red Sox games that just said Yankees suck. And they made over $1 million.
Wow. What?
Just coming up with and it wasn't trademarked. It wasn't nothing. They just had these shirts printed up. And in fact, if you wash them, they made them so cheaply. If you wash them, like the Yankees suck pretty much came off. So people would have to go buy another Yankees.
But just by selling them in New York.
And they just became known as those guys that are outside at Fenway Park.
Wow.
And then once the Red Sox won, it wasn't as much of a thing anymore because Boston didn't have that, you know, monkey on their back anymore. So the t-shirts kind of went out of business.
Did you watch the Catholics versus Convicts 30 for 30?
I did not.
Miami
did
Notre Dame?
I know what it is, but yeah, I did not see
There's
that
a part in there where they talk about who made the t-shirt. And like a kid from Notre Dame got in trouble for it, for selling the t-shirt and making the t-shirt. Got in big trouble. But you go to Wrigley Field.
Well, these guys got arrested. Someone got arrested out of their group every game.
Really?
Yes. And they had a high-powered attorney that they would call, and he would get them out every time. It's a really interesting story.
Well, the sidewalk street vendors, I bought one in Chicago at Wrigley Field. You remember the Bears sweater that they had?
Yes, yeah.
All right, the orange line. Yeah. It just said Bears in the middle and had an orange line above and below Bears navy blue sweater. Well, they had a t-shirt like that. Instead of Bears, it says Ditka. Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, I've still got that shirt. There's no doubt about it. Had to have that shirt. But interesting.
Yeah, so I highly recommend the 30 for 30 podcast series.
Well, the USA team does play today. Spain for the bronze.
Bronze, yeah.
I believe it's Spain. Let's see. Yes. Spain, and, you know, I'm looking on the USA basketball website. It doesn't even list a time. I'm guessing noon, 12:30-ish, somewhere in there, which would be on ESPN3, watch ESPN. That's where these latest games have been. But originally, I think the gold medal game was set for 12:30, and now that the U.S. isn't in it, it says 2:30. That's what I'm seeing on the USA basketball site. I don't know. Interesting. But Las Vegas Summer League is underway. This thing is 24 teams deep. Biggest it's ever been.
And filled with Wildcats.
Yeah. And full of fans, too.
Mm-hmm.
They were on... NBA Summer League had games on three channels yesterday. Live. You had...
on ESPN.
Yeah, main channel. Yeah, I mean... ESPN, ESPNU, and NBA TV. All three channels had live games on at the same time. And you watched the game with the one with Lonzo Ball.
Mm-hmm.
That place was jammed.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas. Then the game with Markelle Fultz. That place was full. I watched some of Bam Adebayo's game. That place was not as full. But Adebayo, 18-10. I mean, he's been crushing it. Because he played well in the Orlando Summer League. He averaged 17.5 points, 8.3 rebounds per game. In four games in the Orlando Summer League, including like a 29-11 game.
Did you see, I guess it was at some point last week, where De'Aaron Fox like retweeted some of Bam's stats. And then just said, you already know, or something like that, or, you know, basically shouting him out.
Well, I wish De'Aaron would have known, he and Monk, because he could have gone for 30 a night. I mean, Calipari was urging the guys to get the ball to Bam. Get the ball to Bam. Throw it to Bam. Get it to Bam. Heck, Bam yesterday, I saw
Bam just should have been taking it all the way down the court himself and dunking it. That's what he's doing in Summer League.
Yes. Yesterday, he went length of the court, crossover dribble at midcourt, goes by, lay-in. I mean, they called him Magic for a minute, like Magic Johnson. I mean, he's got those skills. It was just amazing to see how Adebayo plays now.
I know. I mean, and how Scal plays now.
And Calipari joked and tweeted, said, I held him back after that 29-point game, 11-rebound performance he had. But something, he's freed now. He played well. Of course, the 76ers and the Sacramento Kings both have three Wildcats apiece on the roster. Yesterday, Aaron Harrison, 13 points in just 12 minutes. Alex Poitras, 12 points for the Sixers. Briscoe played 5 minutes. He didn't score. But those were the Sixers. I watched a little bit of that. Sacramento Kings, De'Aaron Fox, Dominique Hawkins, Scalabissiere. Now, Monday night, 10:30 on NBA TV, 10:30 p.m., it is Sacramento and Los Angeles. So it's De'Aaron Fox and Lonzo Ball. Did you see the promo that TNT put out?
Yes.
Outstanding.
Vegas, baby.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Yes. Loved it.
From The Hangover, Zach Galifianakis is standing up in the car.
And that's Lonzo Ball.
That's Lonzo Ball screaming, "Vegas, baby," as they ride by on the highway, a car with a little kid in the back seat. And eventually the little kid flips off Zach Galifianakis. Well, in this case, it's De'Aaron Fox, and instead of flipping him off, he puts up a post-it note with the score of the game.
The UK-UCLA game.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
So good. So good. And then the Clippers have Kyle Wiltshire. I haven't seen any of that yet. The latest on Isaac Humphries is that the Wizards have released him.
Okay.
They waived him, and he's not going to play Summer League. I saw someone tweet that yesterday. That said, sources say that Humphries has been waived. So I guess he's going back to Australia most likely, because if you can't play in the Summer League,
yeah,
there's really no place for you if they're not going to give you a Summer League spot.
And listen, a lot of times we think these guys, like, obviously Isaac will have a place to play in Australia, or you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. he'll go overseas and he'll play.
Well, and Australia is home for him.
Yes.
So if he can have a professional basketball career in Australia, that may be what he's wanted all along anyway. He wouldn't make the money he would like to make in the NBA, obviously, but he's home.
Yeah. And you're playing basketball for a living.
Right.
So that's great.
Yeah.
But you never, I feel like you rarely hear about guys who go overseas and spend a significant amount of time there and then come back. Which is what is happening with Darius Miller.
Yeah. It doesn't happen often.
It really doesn't, but he's been fantastic for that German team that he plays for.
Bamberg.
And they've won, what, three championships?
In a row?
Yeah.
Three straight. I think they're called the Bros Baskets. Bamberg Bros Baskets. It's in Bamberg, Germany.
Germany.
They're called Bros, which I don't know what that means. And the Baskets. So, yeah, he's back with the team that drafted him. The Pelicans drafted him in 2012. Yes.
So, back with Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins, and James Young just signed a free agent deal there. So, I'm happy for him.
Absolutely. I think he was, you know, has had a good time in Germany, but obviously he would prefer to be in the NBA.
Yeah.
In the United States and in his home country. We'll talk more Summer League basketball and plenty more. I mean, there's so much to get to.
Yeah.
Here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
You can't touch this. The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Home ownership is truly the American dream, and at Bluegrass Land Title, we can help make that dream come true for you. Buying a home is one of the most important purchases you'll ever make. At Bluegrass Land Title, we have a dedicated team of attorneys and professionals to ensure that your transaction goes as quickly and smoothly as possible. Responsive and knowledgeable, we are dedicated exclusively to real estate transactions. Learn more at bluegrasslandtitle.com or visit one of our offices in Lexington, Louisville, and Elizabethtown.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There is a place right here in Kentucky where a total stranger will give you food and shelter when disaster strikes. There is a place where you can support your community by donating blood, volunteering, or making a contribution. That place is the American Red Cross. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Red Cross Kentucky Region. Help us celebrate our 100th anniversary by becoming involved today. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS to find a Red Cross near you.
I really wish I could find a lunch spot that had authentic Mediterranean food.
Not impossible at all. Skewers on West Tiverton Way serves authentic Mediterranean food with a ton of options to choose from, including vegetarian.
Like what?
Salads, soups, falafels, kebabs, baba ganoush, baklava, and a lot more.
Yeah.
And all their dips, soups, and desserts are homemade.
Sounds like a great place, but I don't have a lot of time for lunch.
No worries. You can order ahead by phone or online at www.skewerslexington.com.
Great. Skewers for lunch it is then.
Play the courses the champions play. The Pete Dye and Donald Ross courses at French Lick Resort. The 2017 NCGOA National Course of the Year. Our Pete Dye course hosts the first ever Senior LPGA Championship presented by Old National Bank this July. French Lick's Donald Ross course is looking good as it turns 100 this summer and hosts the Donald Ross Centennial Classic Symetra Tour event. Book your golf vacation now at FrenchLick.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Midnight in Montgomery. Silver Eagle. Lonely Road. On my way.
Do you know who this is?
Is this Alan Jackson?
There you go. Entertainer of the Year 800 times, I believe. Country music entertainer.
Doesn't he have a cabin on a lake somewhere in Kentucky?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't heard that. He could buy Johnny Depp's house. I heard it's up for sale. It's in Jessamine County, I believe. We don't want to go down the Johnny Depp road this morning.
I was out on Lake Cumberland yesterday for the very first time.
Yeah.
I'd never been on Lake Cumberland before.
Very nice.
And the friends we were with said Toby Keith has a house there. But she wasn't positive that it was Toby Keith.
It was just a long-haired
maybe a
big
country
dude
a country singer of some sort.
Yeah.
Not sure if it's Toby Keith. But she said, I think that's Toby Keith's house. Not sure if it's him.
Could be Alan Jackson. Yeah. Maybe it's Brad Paisley.
I know.
It's definitely not that 5'2" dude from Arkansas who yelled at
hates
the cats.
Kentucky?
Yeah. On Twitter. I don't even know that guy's name.
By the way, SEC him. Media Days.
Is this week.
This week. Tomorrow.
This week. Yeah. Starts tomorrow. That's crazy. What do you think of Kentucky's choices for who they're taking? Steven Johnson, that's a given.
Given.
Got to take him.
Yep.
Then it's Courtney Love.
Mm-hmm.
Which, have they not raved about Courtney Love's leadership from day one?
Yes.
Now, he's not the star. Jordan Jones is the star linebacker. But, I guess Courtney Love's leadership and what he means, they want him to go.
And
they're rewarding the right things, right?
Yeah. And I know this is not the reason, but maybe it's a tiny factor that he will be of interest because of the other Courtney Love stuff that has happened. You know,
it's good publicity.
You go there and you know, have you ever been? I've never been to SEC Media Days.
Yeah. Okay. That's crazy.
But you go there as a Kentucky media, but you also go talk to the guys from Arkansas and Alabama and Ole Miss and stuff. You know, you can get stuff from other schools. And
at my station in Georgia, we put together a package on every school. We put together an SEC preview and ran it just like high school football previews.
Yeah.
You know, at that time, 12 teams. So we ran 12 SEC football previews on each team. And yeah, you talked to all of it. Yeah.
But for your viewership, if you're not a fan of Auburn, you know, but you want to make it interesting for people in Lexington who are not, don't care about Auburn.
Yeah.
You want there to be a nugget, a story, not just, you know. So Courtney Love provides that.
Absolutely. And with Courtney Love, the Kurt Cobain's widow, having acknowledged it on what talk show was she on? Seth Meyers or she was on a talk show.
Yes.
Late night talk show. I can't remember who it was with, but completely, went into that and talked about Courtney Love and said that Mark Stoops had invited her to come to a football game.
Yeah. A football match or
football match or something. Yeah, she wasn't sure.
A football show, I think it was.
As long as they don't ask her to sing the anthem.
Or anything.
Yeah.
Just don't sing at all.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's
Early life.
That was so good. That was right there.
Yeah. We do not want to hear Courtney Love sing our national anthem. But I hadn't thought about that. It's a good hook.
It
for
is.
For publicity.
It is a hook.
I don't know how much they thought about that as much as rewarding the right things.
No. Like I said, it might have been just a tiny factor. But if you want other places to talk about Kentucky,
yeah,
you've got to give them something other than, well, Kentucky won 7 games last year.
Now, Jordan Jones is getting a lot of preseason love.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so. But from what we know, he doesn't always walk the straight and narrow. Not that he gets into, like,
major trouble.
Yeah, not legal trouble. He just doesn't always do the things they want him to do the way they want him to do them.
Yes.
Like be at a meeting 5 minutes before it starts or something like that. That kind of thing. Mike Edwards, though, definitely a star in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And so those will be the guys that go. Now, isn't it every year that Kentucky goes on Alabama's Day? I think it's a given that Kentucky goes on Alabama's Day. Always. So once again, Alabama will steal the spotlight.
Everything Nick Saban says.
It will be on SEC Network.
Mm-hmm.
70% of the day will belong to Alabama. 10% will go to
Texas A&M.
No. Let's take this back. 5% will go to Mizzou, and 5% will go to Kentucky, and 10% will go to Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Because Texas A&M will get a little bit more love because of
who they are. And who their coach is and all
Missouri
that.
Was horrible, and Kentucky won 7 games. I mean, so.
Yeah.
That's what that's going to be.
And as much as I may like him, there's not a whole lot of national appeal to hear what Barry Odom has to say.
No.
But it is crazy that SEC Media Days starts
Monday, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah.
So those all next week.
Is that like way earlier than usual?
I think it could be 1 week earlier, possibly because of they're pushing back the start of camp because of the new rules, the mm-hmm. recommendations for, I don't know, whoever sent out those recommendations to
the NCAA.
Yeah. Well, somebody recommended to the NCAA, hey, this is how you should handle stuff for safety. And they said, okay, we'll do it. And NCAA said, we'll adopt this. Will you? And the SEC said, yes. So what it means is fall camp starts a week early. So it used to be the first week of August. Basically, August 1st came, they're in camp. So now it's going to back up into the last week of July. So next week is what? How many weeks?
You got 2 weeks then, right?
2 weeks out from actually practicing. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this week is SEC Media Days. Then next week is the week in between practice beginning.
That's wild.
So tomorrow, we are 2 weeks away from fall camp beginning tomorrow?
Yeah.
I haven't seen the official word from Kentucky on when practice actually begins. But I know that they have to start a week earlier because of the safety precautions. So, yeah, I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4. No, maybe not. Maybe August 1st they start. Because I'm looking, and you get 4 weeks before the first game. That's how it works.
Okay.
The first game is September 2nd. So 4 weeks before the first game would be August 7th. So I think Kentucky maybe starts practice July 31st. So maybe we're 3 weeks from tomorrow. Still, that's awfully close.
Yeah.
It's right here. SEC
Media And I'm
Days.
Chomping at the bit, right? Because
yeah.
It's just, I don't care for baseball. So there is just nothing. It's so weird for me to not have, you know, there's so much appointment television for sports. Like, I got to be around the TV on Sunday afternoons for NFL. You got to be around there Saturday afternoons for college football. Like, there's nothing that I care to watch that's a sporting event right now, truly. Like, I'll watch a little summer league, but I don't care.
Since the end of the NBA playoffs, I have watched an entire season of Homeland mm-hmm. and an entire season of The Americans. I still have Better Call Saul, Mr. Robot.
You've still got your work cut out for you this summer.
Yes. So I've got 3 weeks to get it in. Because once football starts, it's over.
And literally, since the NBA playoffs finished, the NBA has been more exciting.
With the offseason.
Yeah, the offseason has been much better.
Yeah. And now the summer league. Strange stuff, UK football recruiting. Some good news, some strange news, some encouraging news. All that stuff. We'll talk about it next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, I said, friend, don't take her. She's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
HelpWantedLexington.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedLexington.com. Local jobs that work.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people will wake up, and before the day is over, their life will be changed forever. There will be no time to prepare for life after today. Car crashes can't be predicted. They just happen. A workplace injury is the furthest thing from your mind. Most medical procedures go off with perfection, a few with disastrous results. For over 30 years, I've met you after the unforeseen has become a terrible reality. The law firm you choose to prepare you for life after today may well be the most important decision you ever make. All law firms are not the same. The insurance company knows who will take your case to trial and who won't. Expertise, results, and reputation should guide you in your choice. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn more about us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you, and the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
What do you need?
Cash!
When do you want it?
Now!
Ideal Exchange Pond, where we'll give you an ideal deal or quick cash now. Now buying and selling jewelry, video gaming, tools, electronics, musical instruments, and much more. Buy, sell, or get a quick loan. Get whatever you need, whenever you need it, now at Ideal Exchange Pond. Privately owned and operated on East New Circle, next to National Workwear. Call us at 523-POND or visit us on the web at idealexchangepond.com.
And now to Sunny Day with weather.
Thanks, Linda. We are looking at water, water, and more water today at Holiday World and Splash and Safari. And what else would you expect from the water park that won the TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Award for the number one water park in the Midwest? 13th in the world, by the way, but who's counting? Heck, I am! That ranking, of course, is the result of an extremely rare convergence of fronts known as Mammoth, the world's longest water coaster, and Wildebeest, the number one water park ride on the planet. Together, they are known in meteorological circles as the two longest water coasters in the world. That could very well lead to a flash flood of fun for the whole family. Finally, we're seeing a heat advisory on low prices with the brand new Pick Your Price calendar that lets families find the days that work best with their budget. Learn more at HolidayWorld.com.
Free soft drinks, free parking, free sunscreen!
Celebrate the summer at Cold Stone Creamery with our new confetti cupcake ice cream. It's the ice cream with the party mixed right in. Made with edible rainbow glitter and frosting, it'll make your summer extra sweet. Try it in our Party Like a Cupcake creation. Confetti cupcake ice cream mixed with Kit Kat, rainbow sprinkles, yellow cake, and cake batter frosting. Taste the new Confetti Cupcake Ice Cream, available for a limited time only at Cold Stone Creamery, making fresh batches of ice cream in every store.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a country-heavy playlist today.
It is.
I was thinking we'd be going a different route when we started things off with NSYNC. I was not thinking we would take this turn. I don't like it, to be quite honest. I thought we were heading down a good path from the start of the show.
I've actually been listening to a lot of Hank 96.1 lately, in contrast to 106.3, because it's been...
Because when the kids are in the car.
Yeah, it's been a battle. I'm like, all right, I've had enough of the same song three times, four times, five times in a row. It's not the same song, but it sounds the same. So we're switching.
You're so old, Dan.
I know. Switching it over. Yesterday, I heard the Bellamy Brothers twice on 96.1, which was great. Let Your Love Flow and Redneck Girl.
I don't know if I know Redneck Girl, but I know Let Your
classic.
Love Flow. Yeah.
Brad will get on it. He'll have Redneck Girl for you in no time. Hey, at the opening... This weekend, last weekend, the finals, the opening finals, the Elite 11 thing, the opening is basically the biggest high school football camp out there. Only the best of the best make it. 12 quarterbacks were out there. One of them was UK commit Jaren Williams. 12 quarterbacks nationally invited.
And he's one of them.
So, Ben Roberts over at the Herald Leader talked to 24/7 Sports Director of Scouting, Barton Simmons. This is what he said. The big takeaway with Jaren is there are very few holes in his game. And that's kind of what I mean by the total package. It's hard to find a weakness. There are other guys that are better in one category, any one category, but he's not deficient anywhere. He was one of the best quarterbacks there in terms of his ability to digest the offenses that were being asked to learn, in terms of his comfort level, going through his reads and progressions, and his accuracy and control over the position. They were impressed with the way he carried himself throughout the week. They're dealing with those guys in the classroom and how they interact with their teammates, and it's clear that Jaren Williams has that part of it covered. Just another check that you can mark off. He's got that. He is someone that has the right demeanor and the right temperament. Total package.
I mean, how do you get a much better review than that?
In addition to that, because he's listed as like a dual threat quarterback, and the comments were, he could win a game with his arm alone. He's not, it's nice that he
has
that.
Which we have not had.
No.
Here since Andre Woodson.
No.
To me.
Have not. Definitely haven't. Not with that kind of talent. Nobody looks at Mike Hartline and says how great he was. He was pretty good. He was. But there hasn't been an Andre Woodson type.
No.
Somebody who's that accurate. That accuracy is the biggest thing. There hasn't been a quarterback here to complete over 60% of passes since Woodson, I believe.
And really,
it was Hartline. Actually.
And really, over the last several years, we've asked quarterbacks to do a lot with their legs as well. Even in years when they were running a two quarterback system, one would come in to throw and the other would come in to run. And
yeah.
So we've been asking that position to use his legs a lot. And I'm excited about a quarterback that can win a game with his arm. I mean, that's exciting.
I've heard it said before from coaches that accuracy doesn't really improve. Now, I've also heard it the other way, but I've heard that there's a certain amount of accuracy you get to, and you can't really improve. You're either accurate or you're not. I've heard that said before. And you're right. There hasn't been one here to be able to complete 60% of his passes in a long time. I believe it is Mike Hartline. Pretty sure I looked that up last
year. Yes, yes, you did.
But you've got Jaren Williams there at the opening. So was four-star linebacker Xavier Peters, who committed to UK on the 4th of July. And then the very next day, that tweet was deleted. And it said, and then he's put out a tweet saying, I still have to sit down and think about some things. Like, oh, so what's going on? Well, CatsIllustrated.com, Justin Rowland there, reported that it's a family member who wants to be more involved in the recruiting process, but that doesn't necessarily mean Peters isn't still committed to UK. That this family member isn't against him committing to UK. Is kind of like, hey, you did this without talking to us. Let's chill for a minute. Let's think about this for a minute. So Peters hasn't decommitted. He's still committed.
And there were some, you know, assistant coaches that tweet from UK that tweeted out, you know, happy 4th, boom.
Right.
Yeah. You feel bad for these kids because it's never totally their decision.
It isn't,
but.
That's a shame. If he wanted to do it, just let him do it.
Yeah.
Because he has offers from Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Oregon, Penn State, Southern Cal, Tennessee, and Texas. Let him just go ahead and commit. Leave the kid alone. If he wants to go to UK, Jaren Williams is going to be here. Also, they're hoping, Jaren Williams is, that Blue Smith will be here too. He's the big-time receiver out of Ohio that is a top 100 player by Rivals rankings.
Yes.
Top 100. And Blue Smith, Ohio State wants him really bad too. Could you imagine if Kentucky were to get Jaren Williams, Blue Smith, Xavier Peters? Two of those guys got Alabama offers. One of them has an Ohio State offer.
I mean, if everything holds, 2018 will be the best recruiting class that Kentucky's ever seen.
Without a doubt. All right, got to take a break. Back with more football and basketball talk here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Redneck girl likes to cruise in daddy's pickup truck. Any redneck girl plays her heart when she's down on her luck.
How to score the perfect mattress with Coach John Calipari and Sleep Outfitters CEO Kim Kanoff.
Tip one.
Make a fast break to your local Sleep Outfitters with locations across Kentucky. Lay up on a mattress from top Kentucky players, including Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. Post up and score a winning deal.
And now enjoy 0% financing on every Tempur-Pedic, every day, at every location.
Sleep Outfitters. Sleep like a champion.
Play like a champion.
Attention, warehouse personnel. McLane Grocery Distribution Center in Nicholasville is growing and has openings for full-time, third-shift forklift operators. If you desire steady, full-time work with a competitive hourly rate, generous benefits package, and an industry-leading 401k with company match, then visit McLaneCumberlandJobs.com to learn more. That's McLaneCumberlandJobs.com. McLane Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Whether it's a natural disaster devastating thousands or a home fire affecting a family, the American Red Cross is there. I'm Jennifer Adrio, CEO of the Kentucky Region Red Cross. Help us as we celebrate 100 years in Kentucky. Contact your local Red Cross today.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station. Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Not again. What went through the 76ers collective mind when Markelle Fultz needed to be helped off the court in a summer league game? Fultz, the top overall pick in the NBA draft, suffered a high ankle sprain. Team says it'll treat him accordingly and be cautious as it can be, making sure that he's healthy. Philadelphia, of course, has dealt with significant injuries the last three seasons to the likes of Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. Raptors agreed to trade Damari Carroll, a 2018 lottery-protected first-round pick, and a second-round pick to the Nets for Justin Hamilton, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Brooklyn will take on the 2 years and $30 million remaining on Carroll's contract. Otto Porter Jr., becoming the Wizards' highest-paid player, this after the team matched the Nets' four-year, $106 million max contract offer it made to him. Baseball, with their 5-4 victory over the Royals, the Dodgers became the fourth team the last 40 years to win 60 games before the All-Star break. Cody Bellinger hit his 25th home run of the season, also drew a bases-loaded walk bottom 10 for his first career walk-off RBI. Pirates over the Cubs 4-2, Chicago's Jake Arrieta 4 runs, 6 hits over 5 2/3. 6 shutout innings for Mike Clevinger in the Indians' 4-0 victory over the Tigers. It's the second time in a week that he's outpitched Justin Verlander. Marlins topped the Giants 5-4, 55th loss on the season for the Giants. That's tied for their most before the All-Star break in franchise history. Wayne Rooney joining Everton on a 2-year contract. He started his career in Everton in 2002 at the age of 16. He spent the last 13 seasons with Manchester United. Martin Truex Jr. won the Monster Energy Cup race.
Dan Gilbert has shown a history of not valuing the general manager and underpaying him. How will this affect the Cavs? We'll ask Bomani Jones when he joins Mike and Mike Monday morning at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
We need Superman. By the way, because if you've not heard, oh my gosh, how horrible is this thing? And I'm surprised. I talked to several people I know who knew nothing about this news. What's covered in the news is, and what makes news and what makes headlines sometimes just baffles me, as opposed to what's a big deal.
Yeah.
When the FBI and Homeland Security comes out with a report that hackers have been penetrating the computer networks of companies that operate nuclear power stations and other energy facilities and manufacturing plants in the United States, that doesn't lead the headlines for several days, no matter what Donald Trump is doing.
Right. Like, we
this isn't political. We're not talking about an election. We're talking about another foreign country or some entity penetrating our nuclear power stations.
But instead we're like, hey, did you see that other politician from another country roll their eyes at Donald Trump? Like, yeah, of course, everyone rolls their eyes at him. It's not news anymore, right? We all, just one massive eye roll, got it, we're right. Good.
Missed handshake.
Yeah, I know, but it becomes the biggest deal.
So in the New York,
that is scary stuff.
In the New York Times, this article, they say the hackers appeared determined to map out computer networks for future attacks. Hackers wrote highly targeted email messages containing fake resumes for control engineering jobs and then sent them to the senior industrial control engineers who maintain the broad access to the critical industrial control systems. So, I mean, these are the guys that handle everything inside the plant. Their computers, their access, they're the keyhole.
And they're getting a resume from someone that they, right. So they're going to open it.
Yes. And it's a Microsoft Word document laced with malicious code. And once you click on that document, the attackers steal their credentials and proceed to the other machines on a network. So now you have...
That is so freaky.
Yes. So now you become that senior industrial control engineer. You become him or her. So in some cases, the hackers also compromised legitimate websites that they knew their victims frequented. So if, like, whatever websites you go to on a daily basis, if you go to Kentucky.com and Kentucky Sports Radio, they're in there messing with stuff. That's called a watering hole attack. It's crazy. Energy, nuclear, and critical manufacturing organizations have frequently been targets for sophisticated cyber attacks. The Department of Homeland Security has called cyber attacks on critical infrastructure one of the most serious national security challenges we must confront.
I don't doubt that for a second. And you can't, it's not a... okay, we're going to work on this from 9 to 5, then I'm going to go home. You know what I mean? It's a...
Yeah.
That's 24/7. Somebody's got to be monitoring people that are outsmarting them to begin with, in some cases, you know? I just... Because the hackers don't take a break.
This is... I mean, there's TV shows about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is happening in the real world. What we watch on TV, this Mr. Robot show, that they kind of hacked into like a financial...
Spoiler alert!
But yeah, the first season, if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already... The second season's already gone through. But yeah, they hack into a financial institution and basically erase everyone's debt and cause a crazy economic stir. Now, that seems a little big, but if they can hack into...
Yeah, nuclear
right
systems, yeah.
As if you thought that maybe this was unprecedented. What could happen? Well, guess what? In 2008, the United States and Israel teamed up to hit Iran's main nuclear enrichment facility and demonstrated how computer attacks could disrupt and destroy physical infrastructure. They infiltrated the systems that controlled Iran's nuclear centrifuges and spun them wildly out of control or stopped them from spinning entirely, destroying one-fifth of Iran's centrifuges.
Oh my gosh, I never knew that.
I did not know that either. That's why this is so alarming.
Yeah. That was 10 years ago.
Yes. And in this report of Homeland Security, they mentioned that some of this technology that's being used was stolen from the NSA. That's why we need Superman, because somebody's got to have to stop this.
And on top of that, a Bennigan's is coming?
I know! Talking about spinning wildly out of control. Now we're getting Bennigan's. I am more excited about.
And then, of course, all the North Korea stuff this week. That's scary as all get out.
It's crazy times. I mean, has there been crazier times in your lifetime that you could think of, remember?
I feel like...
When the wall came down?
Well, 9/11 was...
Well,
a fairly crazy time, and you didn't know. You just didn't know what might happen next.
9/11 was... Well, it changed our world forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our kids don't know what life is like before 9/11. Yeah, much different. Yeah, thankfully, nothing has happened yet. It's just a lot of signals and signs of stuff going on that makes you think, oh, my gosh.
I mean, you think that Hollywood, like, comes up with these wild, you know, plots to make an exciting show. And it's like it can, that's actual reality.
Yeah. Craziness. All right, let's get to some good news, which is Gus's Fried Chicken is coming to Lexington.
Did you think Bennigan's, honestly, did you think that went out of business in 95?
I did. I didn't even know. Yeah, I thought maybe Applebee's bought them out.
Yeah, I thought Bennigan's was done. I didn't know they were opening
new
locations.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I've never been to a Bennigan's, so I don't want to say anything.
I've been to one
about them, once. But there are so many like new and exciting eating establishments popping up all over Lexington. I feel like Bennigan's is going to get overshadowed a little bit.
Well, they're off the interstate. That's kind of, I think, one of their big draws. That's what they're banking on, I believe.
Okay,
is being at I-75 and Richmond Road. Is that they can catch
like
people.
Like at Athens?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They can catch people off the interstate. Because if they're down in town somewhere, there's a lot of competition there.
Yeah. And also, no one from in town is going to drive out there to go to Bennigan's.
Not necessarily, no.
I mean, someone may. I don't want to say no.
I mean, look, Jerry's Restaurant tried it out there for many years, and they had to shut it down.
Brad will.
Brad's going to Bennigan's. You think about the places we had that are similar to Bennigan's. Applebee's and Perkins were right there next to each other on Richmond Road. Neither of them were in business now. Jerry's was out there at Athens Boonesboro. It's not in business now. So, I mean, we're not saying gloom and doom, Bennigan's, but good luck.
Yeah, right.
Because Gus is
coming. Because you could also go up 4 miles to an exit that has everything at it.
Yeah.
Or 20 miles south in Richmond, where it has plenty of stuff. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Now, the Summit.
Oh, I love the Summit.
I've been out there a few times. World of Beer debuted this week. On Monday was its grand opening. Oh, yeah. That place is, that's my new place for football games. If I'm going to go watch a game.
Really? I have not been in.
Because, one, they have everything under the sun on tap. Like, they're the only place where you could get a craft beer from Bowling Green, let's say, or Owensboro, or other places in the state. Like, you can get stuff from Lexington, obviously, West Six and Ethereal and Blue Stallion and Country Boy and these folks. And then Louisville has Against the Grain and Great Flood and a couple other places. But that's pretty much what you get.
Yeah.
What you could find anywhere in Lexington. Well, this...
On tap, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They... World of Beer has these other... All throughout the state.
What's their TV setup like?
TV setup is good. They have an extremely long bar. Like, just a huge bar. Goes almost the length of the place. The tables, nice tables, TVs all across the bar, all across both walls, all the way front to back. So it looks pretty good. It's not big and spread out like a B-Dubs. It's just kind of a shotgun setup. And so maybe your neck would go up just a little bit, but the you might get a little crick there, but the selection of beer and the food menu...
Make it worth it.
Are the two things that I said, this is my next spot for a game. This is where I'm coming. I mean, it's just exciting to have another place to go for a game.
Yeah.
In this town. For me.
It's needed it.
Yes.
You know, with all the things that are popping up and new and brand, like, when there's a big UK game on,
mm-hmm.
you think about just the limited amount of handful of places that you want to go watch the game at or can go watch the game at, and then you're like, well, I got to get there an hour and a half before the game so that I can have somewhere to sit.
Right. Used to be, years ago, Trump's was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Just phenomenal. First, there was the place on Southland.
Imagine the marketing they could have had.
Mm. Well, the place on Southland was the original, mm-hmm. and their deal to me was, I think Thursday night, it was a New York strip and baked potato for $7.99.
You can't go wrong with that.
You got it. Yeah. I'm there. And then they opened the one on Man of War.
Maple Leaf Drive,
yes. Uh-huh. Which is now, I don't even know what it is.
It was Friends and Company for a while, and now I don't think it's a bar anymore. Yeah.
But it was huge and open.
Yes.
I remember going there and watching a Duke UK basketball game, and people were standing on the tables.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't even move in that place.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a third location, which is down in Chevy Chase, which is now Josie's.
Yes.
But something happened... And the food quality went way downhill, and then people just left because if you got crappy food, nobody's showing up, even though you got a nice place. So it was unfortunate.
But I remember you had to plan to be at Trump's at least an hour early.
Absolutely.
If not more.
You did. And so now it's B-Dubs would be the place, I think, that's probably number one as far as places people go to watch games.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you got to get there an hour before if you want to watch a UK game at either location. We got two of those. There are some other places.
Roosters
in town.
Is pretty good. You can usually get a spot in Roosters.
Mm-hmm.
But we like to go there.
Harry's has three, four locations.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Harry's just fine. It's just not as much because it's attached to Malone. Mm-hmm. It's not quite the sports bar that I think of when I'm thinking of a place to go to watch the game.
Am I crazy here? I feel like a Dave and Buster's would be successful here.
When we had Damon's, I thought it worked okay. Do you remember Damon's out there in Hamburg?
Yes, where the Malone's is now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not that I would trade it for the Malone's, but Damon's I thought worked fine, but I don't know why. It's not. I guess they didn't work that well. Yeah, Dave and Buster's, I think, would go.
I feel like it would, right? I mean, I don't know that that's like my ideal spot, but
right.
I think there's enough it's also another thing for people to do. Just another thing for people to do. I think it would go over well.
You know, folks have tried. There have been many people who have tried. World of Beer is a franchise. That's not a local. I mean, they have them all over the place.
Right.
So Whole Foods is phenomenal. Have you been to the Whole Foods yet? The one in Summit, at the Summit? Yeah. It's crazy. It is crazy.
I will say, everything looks so good in there. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even go down the middle aisles, right? So I was just getting something for a 4th of July-ish party that I was supposed to bring fruit. Okay. Well, I could just easily go and get a thing of fruit. Right. But I'm like, I'm going to go to Whole Foods and just see what they get.
Right.
So I ended up like, I'm going to do this fruit thing, like fruit bar where I get a, you know, food cake and pound cake and all that stuff that they make. They have a dessert bar there.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And it has pastry cream there and whipped cream.
It does.
And I was like, that looks good.
One of like 10 bars, by the
way. Oh, my gosh. All their stuff looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
I went there at 10 o'clock in the morning. It was a million degrees outside, and I brought home two things of soup. I was like, their soup looks so good. I'm like, do I need clam chowder now? No, but it looks like it would be amazing. So I had to try that. But anyways, I got a thing of whipped cream from this dessert bar.
Mm.
And
it melted before you got home.
No, I almost melted when I went to go pay for it. I paid $9 for whipped cream.
Wow.
I'll probably not do. I'll probably make my own whipped cream, but it was delicious.
Let me tell you one thing I bought there. I think it expires this week. I haven't touched it yet. It's like a trout pate.
Oh.
It looked so good at the moment, and I'm like, I got to have this. It looks great. I've not touched it yet.
Oh.
But at the same time, I'm also buying stuff for the 4th. I already know at the house that I have plenty of beer. I already bought beer. But I get there and they've got a wall of beer. And then I talk to a girl who I know who works for one of the distributors. And she's telling me how this Whole Foods has ordered like 3 days in a row. They've placed huge orders. So I'm like, so this came straight from the brewery. It's like fresh. Like, oh yeah, yeah. This like canned yesterday. Like, well, I gotta get some more beer. It's fresh. We'll drink this first. But then I go to get some barbecue sauce. I'm like, this looks like phenomenal barbecue sauce. I pick it up, $9.
I know.
For a bottle. I said, well, you know, I got some Mark's Feed Store at home, and that'll be fine. We'll be okay. Let me just tell you before.
It's pricey, but some of the things are so.
Well, yeah, some of it's worth it. I mean.
The freshness, the quality, like. Of those fresh bars, right? They have a whole breakfast bar. They've got a salad thing. The soups, don't get me started. They are good. They are good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm not knocking what they have is good.
Yeah.
Some of it's pricey. You've got to make your choice. What are you going to spend it on?
Yeah.
I spend it on
fresh beer.
And fresh chicken, organic chicken.
Because
somewhere else I was shopping, and the chicken, I pick it up to buy. And it's like oversized. I mean, you know these chickens can't even walk. They're so heavy from the steroids that have been pumped into them. And it says right across the top, 15% possible added chicken broth, salt, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what do you mean the chicken possible. Was nasty and smelled, so you had to prop it up to make it sellable? What are you telling me here? Yeah, so...
Yeah.
I splurged and spent the extra $2 on what Whole Foods says is not steroid chicken. And then I got some jerk seasoning, jerked the chicken, marinated it. Then I had a garlic sriracha barbecue sauce.
Oh, my God. That sounds heavenly.
So they've marinated. I put them on the grill. Now, 4th of July... It was raining for so long that day, I thought, we're done here. So what are we going to do? I take the grill from the back, and pull it out to the front because I've got a front porch, so it's covered. So this way I can grill in the rain. As soon as I start grilling, the rain stops. Yeah. It never rained the rest of the day. But I've got all that jerk seasoning on. Well, okay, I don't want the chicken to stick. The chicken is notorious for sticking to the grill, more so than just about any other meat. Chicken sticks. So I spray it down really good with some oil, but it's not grilling oil. It's just olive oil. All right, so I put all this marinated meat on there on top of an oily grill, and the grill's like 600 degrees, and I go walk away to clean up just a little bit and come back. When I come back, it's on fire.
Yeah.
On fire. The oil has caught fire. The marinade has helped catch some fire, and I open that thing up, and I have destroyed all the chicken that I bought. I mean, it's just it's in a blaze. So I run back in and get a squirt bottle, and I'm putting out the fire. And I'm hopping mad. Because I have spent the previous day going to Whole Foods and different places, finding the right seasonings and getting the right chicken and then marinating and all that and dragging the grill to the front of the house. And luckily, my wife was calm enough to say, it's not all ruined. I'll go get some more chicken. No big deal. You know, but it was burnt to a crisp. So I didn't cook more chicken. We just kind of peeled the skin off, and what was inside was good. But
you want the outside when you're grilling chicken.
Yes, because with the marinade on it, I'd put so much effort into it. I was envisioning a beautiful 4th of July meal. Instead, it's like, hey, can you peel the skin off there? The chicken underneath is good. I promise. Oh, well. All right, we'll get back to sports.
Or not, if you want 3-1-13-13. If
you've got talk about your 4th of July experience.
A grilling meltdown, if you had one.
Normally good. Not on the 4th of July, was I. Back with more here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Who is more dominant in their sport, Clayton Kershaw in baseball or Joey Chestnut in hot dog eating?
Oh, Joey Chestnut.
You're a big fan.
10 years with the mustard belt, 72 dogs, and this is major league eating, so there's a ton. He has like 40 records, so there's all kind of like a regular season, and then this is like the Super Bowl. Shows up, right? Gets it done. When the lights are brightest, Joey Chestnut is there chomping away. Ugh.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
As a mom, I'm always looking for affordable family fun. I recommend the Lexington Legends. They play today at 2:05. Get your tickets now by phone at 859-422-RUNS or online at lexingtonlegends.com.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA, for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
At Paris Animal Welfare Society, located in Bourbon County, we fight every day to help give the stray and abandoned animals of Central Kentucky a second chance at a wonderful life. Of course, we don't do this work alone. Paws relies on a team of volunteers and animal fosters who are passionate about ensuring that each animal finds their perfect forever family. If you live in the Lexington Paris area and love animals like we do, we want you to join us in our life life-saving work. Sign up today to become an animal foster or volunteer by visiting our website at www.pawspets.org. That's PAWSpets.org.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter.
A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Blevins from Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling with some summer plumbing tips. Be careful what you put down your disposal after your cookout. Run cold water at full pressure for 15 seconds before and after you put anything down the disposal to flush it through, and never put instant stuffing, potato mixes, or any just-add-water foods down the drain. For all your plumbing needs, call us at 859-252-3519. Barclay Blevins Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, the...
Come on, we're going to be late.
Sorry, I can't go. I have to get my oil change. I've been putting it off for too long.
So, we can go right after. The oil change will only take 10 minutes.
Are you kidding? It'll take way longer than that.
Not if you go to Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube, the home of the 10-minute speedy oil change.
Seriously, 10 minutes?
10 minutes. They have two drive-up bays at each location just for oil changes. And they won't talk you into repairs you don't need. All those guys have been there forever, so they know what they're doing. But if you do need repairs, they have a full-service garage at the same building.
Yeah, my check engine light has been coming on and off for a couple of weeks. Maybe they can help with that.
They sure can. And whatever the problem, you better believe they can fix it. I've been trusting them with my car for years, and they do it all. And you never need an appointment.
Sweet. I'm on my way to Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube. Wait, where are they?
Boston Road just off Man of War, Versailles Road across from the Pepsi plant, or Winchester Road at the Circle.
We're Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube. Exhaust Pro Speedy Lube.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So in case you didn't hear us talking about it, we were getting, before we get to this, I didn't even fully go into Gus's Fried Chicken that's coming to Lexington. It's a longtime Memphis staple known for its hot and spicy chicken. It's going in right behind Carson's on Main. I haven't tried Carson's yet. I've heard it's good. Have you been there yet?
Yes, so good.
My wife's been there twice. I still haven't gone.
The food was amazing. It's hard to get in there now.
Right. But GQ magazine called Gus's Chicken the best fried chicken in the world. Well, this is good because we lost Big Shake.
Yeah.
Remember Big Shake? I like that chicken. Been there a couple times. We have Joella's hot chicken. Love
Joella's. Love Joella's.
But Big Shake was a little different and also good. I mean, the more the merrier, folks.
Yeah.
So now we're getting Gus's. But before that, we were talking about we're also getting Bennigan's. Maybe you're not familiar with Bennigan's, but South Park is. Well, thank you, Brad. Moving on.
Look at Brad's face.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. There's a segue here I have for another story. Bobby Knight. Did you hear about this? Oh, we're going to break down. We won't go into that. How about this? The UK is ranked number 13.
No, do the Bobby Knight thing.
Oh, you want to do the Bobby Knight thing? Okay, we'll go into it.
We all collectively hate Bobby Knight, so.
So the Washington Post reports he was investigated by the FBI for allegedly groping women at a U.S. spy agency.
But what was he doing at a U.S. spy agency?
Apparently, he was there to give a motivational speech.
Oh, geez.
So Bobby Knight is at a U.S. spy agency to inspire them through his word? Yeah, so from the USA Today article, the alleged inappropriate conduct by Bobby Knight took place at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency in Fort Beauvoir, Virginia, in July of 2015. Knight was at the NGA to give a leadership lecture. So the women claim that Knight's
inappropriate... And in 2015, we already know that Bob Knight should not be giving leadership lectures. We are already aware of that.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
and why? This seems to be I just don't see the fit with the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency and Bob Knight anyways.
No. I guess he's been a leader before, and that's how they look at it. The women claim that Knight's inappropriate groping or touching occurred in brief encounters before and after his presentation. The allegations led to investigations by the FBI and U.S. Army. One of the women lodged a sex and race discrimination complaint with the Department of Defense. Federal prosecutors decided not to bring charges against Bobby Knight after an FBI investigation, which included an interview at Knight's home in Montana last July. Quote, there was no credible evidence to support any of the allegations, and that was determined by the FBI and the Army.
Said That's Knight's just attorney. A wild
So
story.
There was no credible evidence. So were these women UK fans? And they just wanted to get a story out there on Bobby Knight groping women? I mean, one of them lodged a sex and race discrimination complaint with the Department of Defense. This is a spy agency. You think?
I mean,
that's going
a long
yeah.
way, Are they, you would think.
And they just take these things lightly over at the U.S., over at the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. They just wildly throw out allegations against speakers. I don't know. Maybe they were Indiana fans and they hate Bobby Knight for, I don't know, the way he left them. I don't know. It's just so strange.
It is a very strange
Just the
story.
Headline alone.
Yes. Which was all I saw was the headline. I meant to click on the story and read it, but I didn't. I think I would have been more, now that I know where the speech was, it's even weirder.
Yeah, U.S. Spy crazier. Agency. All right, we'll take a break and be back with more 381-1313 if you want to get in here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
If you're thinking about buying a new home this summer, you need to listen to what I'm about to tell you. There's no better place for trusting your financing needs than to Bank of England Mortgage. Their office is right here in Lexington, and they're local people serving the community they live in. Now listen to this. They have no money down financing, and they specialize in first-time home buyers. Let me repeat that. They have no money down financing, and they specialize in first-time home buyers. They'll work with credit scores down to 620, and they have credit rescoring and advice, a personalized plan to help you increase your credit scores. They have over 100 years of experience in their office. You can be approved in 1 hour, and they have their own in-house processors. It's Bank of England Mortgage on Lewis Hargett Circle, or visit them at lexington.boemortgage.com. They're the best in the business. Bank of England Mortgage.
Hey, whenever I have anything wrong with my car, I take it to Palmer Tire. Anything wrong with my wife's car? Palmer Tire. It's at 305 Southland Drive, and from June 15th through July 15th, get up to $70 in rebates on four Cooper tires. And as always, 6 months interest-free financing on anything they do. They're fantastic. Go see Brian or Wayne. It's Palmer Tire on Southland Drive.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text. And for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
ESPN Sports Radio.
It's alive!
1300. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
So you saw this week, it came out, USA Today does this every year, how much athletic programs make their revenue and how much they spent, their expenses and revenue. And so UK ranked number 13 in athletics revenue for 2015-16. Kentucky brought in over $132 million, and had about $127 million in expenses.
So that's like a $5 million profit.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think it'd be more than that? I mean, if you asked how much UK athletics made.
Excuse me. In profit? No, I think profit. I think that sounds about right. $4 to $5 million profit. It seems like that's been what it's been in the past.
Okay. I'm just not familiar. Just like I feel like in my head it'd be more like $30 million. But
as a profit?
Because does this include the broad end? Does that include everything that you get from the bowl revenues and the revenues of the yes. NCAA tournament and mm-hmm. the SEC contract, TV contract?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. From what I read, it includes all that. And then there's a tricky part. It's difficult for me to understand because I don't know. But allocated funds, which is like money that they have earmarked or whatever. Because UK gave almost $1 million back to the university for the science building. And I don't know how that factors in. But anyway, Texas is number one.
Well, probably always will be.
At $194.388 million. So UK at $132, Texas at $194. So that's a good $60 million. Texas is number two. So Texas A&M number one, Texas number two.
Oh, okay, yeah.
In revenue. Ohio State 3, Alabama 4, Michigan 5, Oklahoma 6, LSU 7, Florida 8, Tennessee 9, Auburn 10. Those all make sense.
Mm-hmm.
None of that sounds odd. Wisconsin 11, Penn State 12, Kentucky 13, Arkansas 14, Georgia 15, South Carolina 17. Louisville's down there at 21. $112 million Louisville in revenue, $109 in expenses. So Louisville's profit margin around $3 million, $7 million allocated. That means like $7 million out there. So nine of the top 15 schools in revenue generated by athletics departments are from the SEC.
Makes sense.
10 of the top 17, 11 of the top 25, close to half of the top 25, because Ole Miss is 24th. So college athletics is definitely a business. There's no doubt about it. It's a business. It's run like a business. It's run for profit to make a profit on it, and that's what they're doing. So if you're a business, is it a big deal if Corona sponsors your athletics department? Because Texas is now horns up, limes in, is the new slogan for Corona and Texas athletics. Corona is paying to be the official partner of University of Texas athletics.
Can you buy beer at Big 12 games?
I don't know.
Surely you must be able to, right? I mean, I can't imagine Corona sponsors without being able to sell its product there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
How soon before the SEC starts selling beer at games?
I don't think they will. I think it'll be a long time. I truly do. Because I know there's money to be made and all that stuff. I truly don't think the SEC is going to, and I'm not saying they're on some moral high ground, but I really believe that day is not coming anytime soon.
Well, look, Kentucky has a partnership with Maker's Mark in with the bottles. You know, there's a partnership there with UK, Keeneland, and Maker's Mark. And it raises money. Oh, I think one time it raised money for UK's music department maybe or something like that. Or I don't know, but there's a partnership there. I can't remember the exact thing, but it's a partnership. UK's likeness is on Maker's Mark bottles, collectible bottles. Remember, Maker's Mark was more involved back before the wreck in the late 90s, where you know, I think it was one football player and some friends. I haven't looked it up and don't remember all the exact details. So I don't want to recall it from my memory and then get it wrong. But there was an accident and there was a death. And that's when UK responded by saying no alcohol on campus. Keep alcohol out of the football. Just no alcohol. Just ended any partnerships. I want to say that Maker's Mark had a partnership or a sponsorship at the time. And they said, we're ending that. Something to that effect.
I feel like it's different when you say horns up, limes down, yeah. Or limes in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because you're directly connecting the school.
Cheering for the university.
With beer.
With beer.
Which, look, this stuff goes hand in hand. You see commercials with Ghost State and, you know, for Bud Light or something like that. But nobody, and they're official partners of the NFL and the NBA and all that stuff.
And nobody's naive enough to think it doesn't go on. And just because they don't sell beer at UK games.
Now, Texas is the only Big 12 team that does sell alcohol at its games. One of only 34 football programs that do. Louisville is another.
I don't see the SEC making that move.
You open yourself up, I think, for problems because of what I said about UK's situation. What if you have a student at your campus die of alcohol poisoning, too much alcohol consumption, or DUI? Well, one of the players gets a DUI. Well, heck, you know, the alcohol is plastered all over the stadium. I mean, he's...
Talk about a mixed message, right?
Yeah. He's doing an interview in front of a backdrop that has a Corona bottle on it, explaining his DUI. Yeah, you open yourself up too much for it. I don't think that it's... It's not that it's not okay to do it because it's a business. It's a business. So because it's a business, and let's not hide the fact that beer is big business in college sports, that people drink beer and it's part of tailgating, and we're not denying that. I'm just saying as an official stance, as a university, as a program, and you say, yes, alcohol producer, give us your money. No student, it's not okay to drink. No student, it's not okay to have a DUI. Yes, we take money from this alcohol producer, but we are sorry for the loss of the person.
It puts you in a tricky spot should something happen. It truly does.
Anytime anything goes wrong, alcohol related. And on colleges, alcohol is abused more than anywhere else. It's just a fact. It's been going on for decades that kids in college just abuse alcohol. It happens. There's no stopping that. There can be education and all that, but there are parties and kids drinking too much. And when too much alcohol is involved, things go wrong and things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a university, you cannot have an official partner be an alcohol producer, especially not for your athletics program, I don't think. Because every year, there's going to be a program in this country, at least one, multiple most likely, that has an alcohol issue with one of its players come up.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. So you can't, I mean, good grief, Texas. Good luck. Just hope and pray that none of your players gets in trouble with alcohol.
Yeah.
God forbid it's Corona. My gosh. They find a car somewhere and pulled over and there's Corona bottles all over the floor. What do you say to that, Texas? What do you say? Yeah, so I don't think you can allow that in your program.
Yeah. You've got to believe a program as high profile and as lucrative as Texas had some other offers.
Yeah.
As of sponsorships or or go out seeking sponsorships that, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to, in the NFL, alcohol, I was at a Chicago Bears game one time. This guy, a couple seats down from me, is pounding beers. And he's collecting the cups. So he's got a stack. So the evidence of how many he's drank is right there. And this is after tailgating. And he is clearly slurring his speech. He's belligerent. And he's screaming at the game and cursing. Well, in front of me is a man and his like 7-year-old son. And this man has turned around and asked him to knock it off a couple of times. And this guy's like, forget you, buddy, kind of thing. So finally, this guy gets the security to come up and say something to him. And security's like, well, I mean, he's able to stand. He can understand what I'm saying. He paid for his ticket. Yes, I see that he has 6, 7, 8 cups stacked up as evidence of how much alcohol he's consumed. But, I'm sorry. If it's just your kid's ears at stake here, I think we're okay. You guys aren't fighting, right? No physical violence here. So security left him alone. Police moved on. No big deal. It's just a guy drunk watching a football game. So then the guy realizes that he's been so bad that this guy has called security on him. So he starts like apologizing profusely the way a drunk person would just be overbearing and unstoppable in that way. This guy's like, enough, enough. Just leave me alone. Fine. Okay. Enough. So the guy backs off, goes back up, starts cursing loudly again. And the dad finally stands up and says, I've had it. That's enough. That's enough. I've had it. And leaves. So that guy can't enjoy the game because of alcohol. Now, yes, that guy, maybe he's a jerk and cusses a lot anyway. But alcohol intensified that. It's probably not nearly as bad as it would have been had he not been able to buy alcohol there. And then if security isn't even going to do something.
Dan, I don't think you're ever going to see the day where they can't buy alcohol at a pro stadium.
Oh, no. I'm just giving that as an example for what is possible in SEC football stadiums.
Sure.
At Kroger Field. Should you take that a step further? Because there's already tailgating.
Yes.
So the tailgating, that's not enough. You allow them to continue once they get into the stadium. And that sets you up for problems. Now, if you do that and you have a corporate sponsor beer company, now what happens if someone falls over the railing and is intoxicated?
Mm-hmm.
Injures himself.
It's
just a bad road to go down all the way around. I'm not speaking out against being able to have a beverage and watch a game, but I don't think you should take the stance of we're going to sell it and we're going to accept their money. You get enough money otherwise.
Yeah.
You made a $5 million profit if you're UK. You should be fine. You got Kroger money coming too, which is nice. All right, Joe's on the line. Joe, right after this break, we'll come back to you, get you on here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Arctic Cat no-brainer sales event is back with savings of up to $4,500 on brand new 2015 to 2017 ATVs and side-by-sides. You can stop thinking and start riding. Deals include a 2016 Wildcat X1000 for just $12,999 and the 2017 Altera 400 4x4 ATV for just $3,999. It's a no-brainer. Hurry into MLS Power Sports on Barrett's Pike in Georgetown for the no-brainer sales event now. Offer valid participating dealers while supplies last and subject change. Inventory may vary by dealer. Not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously. Ride rough. Ride tough. MLS Power Sports. Got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
I'm Kathy Taylor, Vice President, Market Senior Loan Officer for Community Trust Bank. Spring is finally here, Whatever your plans are for a home loan, commercial loan, or small business loan, let Community Trust Bank help. And now may be a great time with loan rates near historic lows. Our friendly professional staff at our Lexington branch locations will be happy to assist you, so come by and see us.
Community Trust Bank, building communities built on trust. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Hey there, it's Mandy and Cracker Barrel Old Country Store wants everybody to enjoy the rich, savory flavor of campfire meals this summer. I definitely have been taking advantage of this. They're here till August 6th, so make sure you go and grab yourself one of these delicious meals. You get your choice of tender half chicken or slow-cooked USDA choice beef. And both options come with slow-roasted veggies. Oh, and I can't forget the yummy breakfast that's served all day. You've got to try the seasonal fresh strawberry French toast breakfast. I seriously live there all the time. Go visit Cracker Barrel Old Country Store today.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We don't have a whole lot of time left, so we want to get right to the phone lines and bring in our buddy Joe. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm a UK grad, and I'm going to tell you what liquor was like when I was going to UK. At my fraternity, on rush nights, on Friday, Saturday nights, we averaged 28 kegs of beer.
28?
28. That's a lot of beer.
That's a lot of beer, man.
Next day, we would do a sweep of the house, and we usually came out with like two big trash cans full of liquor bottles. I mean, it was just, it was wild. I don't know if camp is like it anymore. And you go to a football game, and in the student section, every other person had a pint or half pint of something. I mean, it was, liquor was just their place. I can't believe I used to drink like that and actually graduated from college.
Yeah. They,
you know, I actually get up and go to an exam on the wrong day.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I'm glad, you know, I stopped. Oh, I have a pot beer every now and then, you know. But, you know, I would really prefer college athletics. Stay away from the liquor thing if they can.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, it just looks better to me. For a college to do that,
I agree.
Shows a little class.
Mm-hmm.
I
and
agree.
SEC yeah. should have a lot of class, and I agree with Mary Jo. If they're smart, they'll stay away from it and say, "Hey, look, our conference, we don't allow all this." I mean, people's going to do what they want to do, you know. Mm-hmm. And see, Dan, you got to leave cooking up to the real cooks. I've never burned anything on the grill in my life.
Oh, man, come on.
Never once.
Never once. Mm-hmm. Never once. Well, maybe, like, I like sometimes my hot dogs almost black, you know. But,
but the actual starting the whole thing on fire.
My mistake was walking away.
That's one thing you should.
I walked away. I left it for 5 minutes. Yep, that did it.
Yeah, you know, because you never know what's going to happen, you know. And Dan, I'm going to fuss at you. You should never grill on your porch. you could have real chaos there in a heartbeat, buddy.
On your front porch? Well, it's all concrete, though. I got a concrete.
Oh, is
front,
it? Yeah. Okay, we'll see. I've seen
stone
people grill
columns.
On wood porches, you know.
No, so it's in the wood porch. I got concrete floor all the way across the front porch, concrete steps. Stone columns, all made out of stone.
Listen, Joe, I thought about that too because I'm like, dang, you brought that to the front porch and you started it on fire.
But, and it's also on the edge of the front porch.
Yeah, well, that's cool. You know, I like that. I just tease it a little bit, but you know, hey,
I don't recommend it. How about that?
I tell you what, you was talking about stuff sticking on a grill. If you ever have trouble with fish,
fish sticks.
This is the greatest thing I've learned from a chef. Before you put that fish on a grill, you cover it all the way in mayonnaise, and that mayonnaise burns off so fast it will not allow fish to stick to the grill, and you can't taste the mayonnaise.
Huh.
So I learned that from a chef, and it really works. So give it a try, because when it gets to the heat that it needs to be to cook, most of the mayonnaise is gone, and you don't get any mayonnaise flavor. It just burns it out somehow. So a little... Tips from Joe on Sunday morning.
It's our always our final segment of the day. We love
it. Yeah, hey, Listen, I've got to go. My dog is sitting here begging me to go outside.
All right.
It's walk time. We got to go 3 miles. So
go do it. Hey, get it in.
Y'all have a great weekend.
Hey, you too.
You too, Joe. All
thank right. you.
I wouldn't mind if the mayonnaise still tasted.
On the fish? Not on fish.
What's tartar sauce, Dan? It's mayonnaise and base. Relish.
Yeah, there's something else in there that gives it just that tang. The just plain mayonnaise, though. But I'm with him. If it burns off, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
We're good. All right, well, that's about it for this edition of the Dan and Mary Jo Show. SEC Media Days this week.
Unbelievable.
Kentucky talks on Wednesday. It's going to be a week full of football and excitement to get you ready. And then in about 3 weeks, they're going to be practicing.
We'll talk all about it next weekend. Join us Sunday morning.
On the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Just poor people, that's all we were. Trying to make a living.